Hi, everyone. Welcome to Rich Single Mama TV. This is Samantha Gregory. It's so great to have you here with us. And today, my special guest is Cassie Parks, and she is the author of Manifest 10K. And I'm really, really excited about her being on the show today. It's been a long time since I've recorded, but I'm super excited because I think she's an amazing restart, kickoff to this new season of Rich Single Mama TV. So welcome, Cassie. Thanks so much for being here. Tell us about who you are.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited. I am Cassie Parks, and the basis, I help people welcome more money into their life. You know, I'm also a seven-time best-selling author, and, you know, I have a program that over 1,500 people in 26 countries have gone through and been able to welcome more money into their life. And I also just, you know, I really love to have fun dancing for no reason at all. And just really helping people grow their money mindset.
Fantastic. Great, great. And I love that. I love welcome more money into your life, because I think that's really what it's about. Because so many times people, they try to pull and push and struggle and strain when it comes to, you know, earning money and making money. And it sounds so hard, you know, but your way it sounds really easy. Just tell me more about that. How do you manifest? How do you welcome more money into your life?
Yeah, I love that you highlighted it, because that's why I say welcome. And so one of the basis of everything I teach is really, how do we talk about it, right? Do we talk about how it's going to be hard to have money, or is it this process of welcoming? Because even you can feel like welcome, you're like, okay, I'm going to roll out the welcome mat, maybe put on some tea, you know, make friends with money, right? And I think that comes down to, it's about the relationship we have with money. And if it's hard, it's always hard. But if we can develop a relationship that's more welcoming and playful, more money shows up. And I think that's the basis really of manifesting more money into your life and having more of it.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a little secret for you. A couple of years ago, I manifested $9,000 into my life, and I went through this.
I love it.
Yes. And I wrote a little article about it and everything, because I was so excited about how easy it was to allow that amount of money to come into my life, especially at a time when I needed it. Now, reading your book is so much easier than what I did. And so that's why I was so super excited to be able to read it and to be able to actually chat with you about it. And I've highlighted so many different places in this book since I started reading it. And I was like, oh, that's so good. Oh, I can do, wow. So just for instance, one sentence, your job is to become the person who has the money, allow the universe to do the heavy lifting. Now, if that's not easy, I don't know what is. Tell me about
that. Right? Yeah. So often people say, like, I'm going to manifest money, and they'll immediately come up with a plan, you know, like, oh, I'll go do this. Right. And really our job, and to keep it easy, it's more fun this way, is really to become that person who has money, the person who isn't stressed out 24/7 about it, the person who's dreaming instead of, you know, stressing out, the person who's focused on how much they do have instead of wishing they had more. So really becoming that person who has money, the universe will deliver that when you become that person.
Yes, absolutely. And my audience is mostly single and divorced moms who the biggest thing they have right now is a money struggle. I mean, it's really a struggle to maintain everything on one income. You have kids to think about. You have food, clothing, shelter to think about. And then, you know, if the child support is not on time, and or if you're underemployed, and then there's more month at the end of the money, it's like, how in the world am I going to get more money? And it is so that mindset is so hard to shift from, I got to, you know, work more hours, I got to work longer, I got to work harder. And instead of relaxing and feeling that the universe is going to do the heavy lifting for us, because, you know, to be realistic, okay, the last man, because we all think about the universe and God as a man, he did not do what I needed him to do. So what would you say to her? What would you say to that single mom who is struggling financially and having a hard time believing that God or the universe is going to help her?
I would first of all say it is possible. And I like to share, one of the ways that I increase belief in both my program and the book is by sharing stories. So first up to like one divorced, one mom that's going to get divorced is coming to mind. And Maggie, she's divorced, she had a son. And, you know, her money story was always like, there's enough. And so she could always get by, but she never had more than enough. And she went through the program and realized that. I actually said, well, like, what if there was more than enough? And so I think that's one question that, you know, single moms can ask themselves is like, what would it be like if there was more than enough? Because your brain gets in that spin of there's not enough. This man isn't going to provide. The universe isn't going to provide. But just to give yourself a little break, like, what if there was more than enough? You know, and for her, that changed everything. She, you know, she got a job that she actually had to work less and she makes $20,000 more at, gives her more free time to pursue her coaching business and her own business as well as having a job. And so I would just, you know, the biggest thing I would say is hold on to the fact that it's possible and then just start asking yourself, well, what if it was different? What if I did have more than enough? What if the universe did provide,
right?
You know, and you don't even have to get answers or have answers come. It's just opening up to that question that allows what's possible to start flowing in a different direction.
Right. And that, it is about the energy, right? I mean, the energy of thoughts and turning it from a negative to a positive, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so many times, you know, when you're stressed out, I mean, I don't think anyone's can, most people can't name a time. I can't, where, you know, the more stressed I was, the better the situation got, right? I can't find one of those. So I think we're all familiar with that, you know, whether we're running late or whether it's at the end of the money, it didn't really help us out. And so it is about changing that positive energy and putting that out there. And it's amazing when you just start opening and changing that energy, what starts coming into your life. And you never know how it's going to, it never shows up the way you think it's going to show up. But yeah, once you open it and you flip that to seeing it as positive, there's just so many more possibilities.
Right. Absolutely. So is there anything that you can do? Because let's say, for instance, I have a negative mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that I've always been bad at money and it's always been drama around money.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way for me to fix that? Because you say something about that in the book, about fixing things.
Right. When you're trying to fix something, I try to fix, you know, what was wrong. I thought you always had to work so hard for money. I try to fix that over and over again. And so when you go in trying to fix something, you're just basically trying to undo what is. And so my suggestion is, instead of trying to fix who you are, fix that I've always been bad with money, choose who you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, so rather than trying to take this belief that I'm not good with money and try and believe I'm good with money, choose who you want to be instead, not in reaction to what already has been, what's your money story, but choose from right now, like, who do I want to be? I want to be a person. I am a person who's good with money, you know, and really choose that from a space of going forward and as the person you want to grow into.
That's excellent. I love that. Because single moms in my community, it's really about feeling that guilt or feeling that shame or feeling like a failure because the money is just not flowing in or it's just hard to take care of all those bills and what have you. But when you make that shift to, okay, well, I want to be the kind of person that I pay all my bills every month on time and it's not a struggle or a strain. Or I want to be the person that can take vacations with my kids and or get that new car because my old clunker is on its last leg. So, I've had to make that shift myself. And when I did, so many things happened in my life. You know, I've got to live in better houses. I got better jobs. I've got, you know, newer cars. Just like this past weekend, got a new car. And so, and it's like, but if I hadn't had a shift in my mindset and stopped trying to fix the problems or focus on what's working, focus on where I wanted to be, then I won't think all that would have happened. I would have still been focusing on the problem instead of focusing on what's going right and where I want to be. So I think that's really, really profound.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I love that you have this example of how it's worked in your life as well, because it's so big and it's so true. And I, you know, working with a single mom recently, I can tell you, you know, she was creating based on the story that she said, I'm not good with money, right? And her ex-husbands had told her, you're not good with money, right? She was creating a situation where she wasn't good with money. She was working harder than she needed to and not making any money because, you know, she just couldn't see it.
Right, right. Exactly. So tell me why 10K? Why manifest 10K? Why not 5,000? Why not 20,000 or 100,000? Why just the specific number, you know, from on the title of your book?
Yeah, I love this question. So when I first created the program, it was open-ended. And what I noticed is that the people who would go really big, like, oh, I'm going to manifest $1 million in 90 days or $10 million or whatever it was just too big. Mm-hmm. They fell off really quickly because their brain just couldn't process that. Like your brain, if you haven't had money, your brain doesn't actually know what $1 million feels like. Right. But most of us can get our head around, okay, $10,000. What does that look like? What does that feel? It's far enough out of the realm that you can't imagine it just coming into your life. Like $5,000, maybe, you know, a couple thousand dollars. Yeah. But 10,000 is just far enough so that your brain has to let go of the how, mm-hmm. but it's also big enough. And it's also big enough that you have to grow into it and you have to be open. And then, you know, I've just found it's a really great number for that reason. And putting your focus on that in 90 days is a great start. And then what you can do is you can take that process that you've learned to manifest $10,000 and you can do it over and over for bigger and bigger amounts.
Right, right. And I love it. It really does work. And I think I'm trying to think back when I was manifesting money or thinking about what I needed, I don't know that I had a number in mind per se. And I wish I was doing a writing exercise. That's kind of the manifestation technique that I use. And I have to go back and take a look at all my papers and what I wrote down, because I always save everything. But it did not come in the way that I thought it would. It was like a fluke how it happened. But it was exactly what I needed. And I was just so very thankful for that. But with all of your case studies, the people you've worked with, you know, what's the most surprising way that a person has actually manifested money? How has it come into their life?
Ooh, the most surprising one. I think the most surprising is the guy who just felt like wasn't really a gambler, but he just felt like, oh, I should hop into the casino, and he kept winning and winning and winning. And I think because, you know, sometimes that's the go-to. People think like, oh, that's how it's going to happen. You know, I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to do this. But for him, I was really surprised. I kept watching it and everybody's like, oh my gosh, Aaron's doing so good. And this is amazing. And he was really like, I don't go to the casino, but you know, and I just felt called to go there. And so that's one of the most surprising ways, I think. You know, I love, there's a story from, I just love because, you know, when you stick with the process, it works. So there's one of the people that I've worked with, I talk about in the book as well, Lindsay and her husband, Corey, they manifested him a $10,000 raise. And that actually came from, it cost them money up front because their car broke down. And so most people will see that as, oh, like this isn't working, right? But she stayed the course. She's like, it's working. And it's actually the mechanic that they took it to that was, it introduced her husband to who he now works for. He got a big raise. And so, yeah. And often I find that's the way that it happens. And it's really about keeping that mindset of, I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep trusting. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to say, well, I must be doing it wrong because I broke the car and now it's going to cost $1,000 to fix.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So it's also about keeping that openness of mind and almost rejecting the traditional way that money comes into your life, whether it's, you know, a job, even though that can happen, or mm-hmm. a friend or somebody loaning you money, but just keeping yourself open to all the possibilities versus just a few narrow ways that we're accustomed to receiving money.
Absolutely. Keeping it wide open. Cause there's, you know, you mentioned the job, but there's so many ways that money can come in. You know, I talk about in the book, like people who they created promotions for them, you know, out of nowhere, they, you know, which is something that also happened to me. But yeah, like not thinking it has to come from your job or it has to come from 5 new clients if you're a business owner or it has to come, you know, a certain way. I remember one person was taking the course once and she happened upon, she had like a collectible store mm-hmm. and she happened upon this collection that's worth way more than $10,000. Mm-hmm. And I think she paid a couple hundred for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was just the guy kind of, he just wanted it to be done. Right. Wow. I think it was his dad's or something. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as time goes on, she has this collection that's worth way more. And so we never know how it's going to come. So it is just being open and allowing whatever's the easiest way. I always say the universe is going to deliver the easiest way possible.
Right.
But we can't decide what's the easiest way, right?
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So here's one thing I highlighted just before we got on this interview, said in order to manifest something different, you have to become a different version of you. Mm-hmm. I really, really like that. And it's so very true. So talk a little bit more about that. You know, what does that mean? Instead of becoming a completely different person, but just a different version of yourself, how does that happen for a person?
Yeah. It happens by first making that decision that you are going to be, I'm going to become the person who's good with money. This is who I'm going to become. And it's really about, it is becoming that. So people always think, you know, when they start the course, they think, oh, everything's going to be the same. I'm just going to have more money and be less stressed. Mm-hmm. And that's not true, right? If $10,000 is sitting in your bank account right now versus whatever the number is, your thoughts are going to be different, right? Because if you have $10,000, you're not going to be worried, you know, in terms of like single moms, you're not going to be worried about how to pay the daycare bill or the food or, you know, rent. You're going to be like, well, should we go on a vacation? Should I invest this money? Should I, you know, put it in the kids' college fund, right? You're thinking about different things. And so your thoughts are different. Your beliefs are different, right? Once $10,000 there, you believe that it's possible. You believe you are abundant. You believe good things can happen to you. And so it's really becoming that person who thinks and believes that way before it happens.
Right.
And that's the path to having it happen.
Awesome. So your program, the book is great. And so I can't imagine what the program is like. So tell us a little bit more about the program and, you know, what people can expect in it and how they can be a part of it.
Absolutely. So the program is, it's almost all my stories. I used a couple of my friends when I wanted to illustrate a point. So every day there's a story because I believe in belief amping, you know, amping up your belief that money does show up out of nowhere. So that's what it starts with. And then it just gives a simple exercise that doesn't take more than 20 minutes to just start shifting your money mindset slowly. To help you become that version of yourself who has money, to help you see who that person is, to open up, to welcome more money. So that's daily for 28 days. And then the program actually goes 90 days. So then it goes to weekly assignments just to keep growing and growing and growing. But it's very playful because I think, you know, having a more playful relationship with money welcomes more of it into our life. And people can join at Manifest 10K. You get started for $1 and then you just pay 10% of whatever you manifest. And that's all. So over and above whatever. And that's all on the honor system. And I did it that way because I want anybody who wants to change their money mindset to be able to do it.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I love it. It's almost like you're tithing back into the program. I love that concept. I really
thank you, and I love you describing it like that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So, what would you say to a single mom who's kind of they want to do it, but they're on the fence about it because, again, they've had that negative experience with money, the whole I've got to do it all by myself type of mentality. What would you say to her? You know. And she's on the fence about either getting the book or joining the program.
I would say, you know, do you want to keep, is the experience you have now the experience you want more of? Mm-hmm. And if not, and you're feeling anything inside. So I'm really big on like the little whisper, the tug that's like, oh, I'm kind of interested in this. You know, if you're hearing that, that's your, what I call your future self whispering to you. Like, yeah, this is going to help us. This is going to help us take down that path. So I would say if you're on the fence, you know, ask yourself, do you want more of the same? Or do you want to open to the fact that there's a different possibility? And then if you're hearing that whisper, like, listen to it.
Right.
Because I think that's big in money and life.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And trusting yourself, trusting that small
Yeah.
person that is directing you and leading you in the right path. So single moms, if you're on the fence about it, if you hear it and you're thinking you're interested, then, you know, connect with Cassie. So tell us exactly where we can find you online.
Definitely. You can go to CassieParks.com, C-A-S-S-I-E, Parks.com. Or if you know you're like, I just went in the program, you can go to Manifest10K.com and you get started right away.
Awesome, awesome. Ooh. I love it, Cassie. Thank you so much for sharing how you can manifest 10K. I know there's so much more we didn't talk about because it's all in the book and you really need to get the book, you know.
I agree. Thank you so much for having me.
Good, good. Tell us where we can get the book from.
You can get it at any of your favorite retailers. You can, of course, go to Amazon, Books A Million, Pals, and you can even check with your local bookstores. If they don't have it in stock, they will definitely order it for you because it's available for them to order. So, yeah, any place that you can get a book, you can grab it.
Great. Awesome. Thanks so much again, Cassie, for sharing your book, Manifest 10K, and for sharing the program. Remember, guys, you know, $1 you just sign up, and then you can give 10% of what you manifest. And that's easy peasy. I mean, what, you can't do anything like that. So,
right?
If you have any questions or comments about this video, then, or this interview, just put it down in the comments below, and we'll get Cassie here to answer those questions for you. And I'll do my best to answer some questions as well. Again, you can find her at CassieParks.com. You can find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever bookstore that you frequent. If they don't have it, ask for it, and they can get it for you, okay? So yes. We will see you again next time on Rich Single Mama TV. And Cassie, do you have any last things, anything else you want to tell us or say?
You can do it. You can change your money story.
Yes, awesome, awesome. Thanks so much, everybody. We will see you again next time. Take care.
Thank you.